Ephesians chapter 5, why don't we turn there to begin with? Let's read a verse of scripture before we begin. Ephesians, book of Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 28. The Bible says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself." Let's pray. Father, we ask for your help and we thank you for the word of God. Lord, we thank you that your word is not just entrusted to men, but given to all, Lord. We thank you, Father, that your word is true and it still speaks to hearts and lives today. And though people may reject it, Lord, we thank you that your word abideth forever. And Lord, continues to all generations. And Lord, help us to trust in the power of your word. And may we, Lord, be ready to give an answer when people ask questions in this particular subject we'll look at tonight. Help us, Lord, now we pray, and encourage us to be witnesses for thee. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. So the statement we're looking at tonight is this: is the Bible sexist and degrading to women? Maybe a woman might make this statement, maybe a male might make this statement, but many do have the opinion that the Bible or Christianity puts women down. It is degrading, and you might receive a statement or a question like that. And the answer, simply put, and that's what we put in your notes, actually the Bible is a liberating book for women. Amen. And the lady said, amen. I'll say it for you. Amen. The Bible is a liberating book for women. Amen. Now, first of all, there in your notes, here's your first blank, that it is a faith of freedom for women. A faith of freedom for women. And again, you may have other answers to this question, of course. These are just some that might encourage you to have an answer. But first of all, if you compare Bible-believing Christianity with other religions in the world and even other world views, you'll find that Christianity is a faith of freedom for women. I remember when I was in Bible college, I think it was during our church history course. I remember this illustration, this little story about William Carey that was given. Now, William Carey was a missionary to India. And during his time, the Hindus in their religion practiced what they called the Sati system. Sati system. How many of you have heard about that before? And that's where they burnt the widows alive on the funeral pyre, on the funeral pile of their dead husbands as they were burnt. The husbands have died, so they burn the wives. And that was taking place while William Carey was a missionary. And sadly, the Hindu practice of polygamy just made it even worse. There in your notes, on one occasion, Carey documented 33 wives being burnt to death alive at that one husband's funeral. So as you can see in Hinduism, the man is like a god. The wives are nothing but, well, they're worthless. Possessions of the husband now dead to be taken with him into death. So a shocking practice. And through this, children were orphaned without both father and mother. And it was Carey's relentless battle against this Sati system for 25 years, which finally led to the famous edict in 1829 banning widow burning. In addition to abolishing this, Carey also protested against other cultural institutions that oppressed women, like polygamy, female infanticide, the killing of female babies because they wanted males instead, child marriage, euthanasia, and forced female illiteracy. And William Carey also built a system of elementary schools with over 100 such separate schools for girls. Now, what was his motivation in doing all that? Well, he was a Christian missionary. So not only taking the good news of the gospel
of salvation, but he also showed what it means to be a Christian, what Christians believe in. And he's just a wonderful example in Christian history and testimony to bring up, perhaps, if you'd like to. But Christianity is not a faith that demeans women. It liberates women. It is a faith that is not against women. It is for women. The Bible teaches that man and woman were created equal. Equal, invaluable, in value to God. One is not less or more valuable to God. No, both are just as precious to God. That's what the Bible teaches. The Bible is not demeaning or degrading or sexist, if I can use that word, at all. Not at all. It is a faith of freedom for women. So there's a thought just to share. Roman numeral number 2, it is a book of honor about women. It is a book of honor about women. You know, women are not excluded in the Bible. Not at all. In fact, during times of judgment, we find many women honored above men in their role during that day. You can think of examples right now going through your mind, but here are a few. Think about the Old Testament examples of Sarah, Moses' mother, and Rahab all appearing in the great hall of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. All of them are there, acknowledged for their faith in God, as well as the men. Then there's Deborah during the time of Judges. And that was a judgment upon the nation of Israel, that God would have to use a woman to be a judge during that day. And then there was Ruth, of course, and Hannah. And how could we forget about Esther, the one woman that God appointed for such a time as this to be the queen of the Persian king, to save the entire nation of Israel, to preserve them from being executed. God used this wonderful woman, Esther. Wonderful examples, of course, in the Old Testament and then in the New Testament, where God honored women, Elizabeth and Mary, of course, the birth mother of the Lord Jesus. Then there was Mary of Bethany and Martha, Lazarus. He loved them all. And the Lord certainly had a wonderful close relationship with Mary and Martha, the two sisters. And then we saw, as the Lord ministered and performed miracles, he didn't just heal the males. No, there was the woman with the issue of blood. There was the woman at the well, and examples could go on and on. We see in the New Testament of Lydia being saved. And so the Bible is full of women and examples that honor women. And here's my point, that the Bible honors something about women that the world doesn't. You see, the Bible honors inner qualities, inner beauty, true character and virtue, and of course faith above everything else. But you see, it's the world, and you can tell that lady this if you like, it is the world that demeans women. Our world right now objectifies women, do they not? Aren't women just portrayed as objects to lust after, degraded, demeaned? And I'll just share something from my personal experience. And you can go ahead and share with this illustration if you like. But when I was working as a graphic designer, I may have mentioned this before, there was a job that came into the company, and it was for Vogue magazine. They wanted a TV advertisement to promote their print magazine. How many of you have heard of Vogue magazine? Probably one of the most popular fashion magazines on the perverted shelves of news agencies and petrol stations. Anyway, so they had their photo shoot downstairs. I was thankful I wasn't involved. And I was a Christian. And my workmate who worked on the job, he was involved because he had to edit the photos together in a creative way and add graphic elements and animate it all into this TV advertisement. Now, the young lady was about 21 years old that they took photographs of, wearing all sorts of different clothing. And what happened was, after the photographer took the photos, the photographer took those photos away, edited them, photoshopped them, manipulated them, and gave the photos back to my workmate. And he had to animate them and do some creative things with them. And he and the rest of our department were absolutely in shock. Now, she was a normal looking girl before he changed those photos, the photographer. When the photos came back, she looked literally anorexic. Now, I don't know if any of you have used Photoshop before, but there are morphing tools in the program that allow you to manipulate the body or the photo or the face of someone to an extent where you can totally change their body shape. And that's exactly what he did. You see, if that young lady really looked like that in real life, she'd be dying by now. That's how sickly and anorexic. It was absolutely shocking. And let me encourage you ladies in church tonight, there's no such thing. Those photos are manipulated in order to pervertly picture a body image that is impossible. Impossible to achieve unless you're actually dying. Unless you have a eating disorder. And that's what it leads to. You see, the world is completely degrading towards women. Manipulative. Paint puts a picture of perfection out there that is unachievable. That's why people buy those magazines. That's why they sell, because so many women are so insecure in themselves. They want to be like that. They want those clothes. Hopefully those, you see, that's what Vogue magazine does. It pictures an impossible body image that cannot be achieved in order to lure in, sadly, insecure young girls. And we were in shock. We were in literal shock. The whole department, and they weren't Christians, by the way. They weren't Christians. And that's what the world's values do to women. They cause all sorts of mental and bodily disorders like bulimia and anorexia that come from a fear within. And that's what the world does. But the Bible, what does the Bible do? Well, the Bible focuses and honors on those things that are really important, like inner beauty. Here's a verse, Proverbs 31:10. Who can find a virtuous woman? Amen. For her price is far above rubies. Favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. So God focuses on what is really true. And I dare say most women would have to agree that yes, inner beauty and inner character is the most important. And yes, it is the world that degrades women. So the Bible doesn't. The Bible does not. It is a faith of freedom for women. It is a book of honor about women. And then lastly, on the back page, it promotes an equality of life for women. Now, the Bible teaches that man and woman are equal before God, but different in their roles. They are equal before God. They have equal value. The Bible tells us and makes that very clear. They were both made in God's image. It wasn't Adam that was made in God's image, and then Eve was tacked on the side. No, they were both made in the image of God. And they both have eternal souls, eternal spirits. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7, there in your notes, that the husband and wife are what? Heirs together. Isn't that right? Heirs together of the grace of life. Not one dominating selfishly over another, but, and here's what the world gets confused about, they have different roles. And I always like to share this illustration about the police force because I think it's understandable, it makes sense, and you can say, look, men and women in the Bible and in Christianity have different roles. Now, we can understand that by the roles we see in our community today. For example, our police force. Now, the police, the police force, even a police woman, a police man, they have the headship or authority over us to tell us what to do. If they want to pull you over on the side of the road, doesn't matter what you think about it, they have the authority to do that. Isn't that true? They have the authority to test your breath, even if, as a Christian, you've never drunk a drop of alcohol in your life or you no longer drink. They've got the right to do that. Why? Because they are in authority. And they have that right under our civil government to have authority. Why? So that for the good of society, everything will happen in order and will have a clarity and a function and for law and order to be preserved. They have that role. But if they pull you over on the side of the road, does that mean that policeman or that police person is of more value than you are? Yes or no? No, of course not. No, it doesn't mean that they're more important just because they're a police officer. Now, we ought to respect their role, but it doesn't make them more valuable. But they have some authority over us because of that need in society. Likewise, in the home, there is a need of authority. And someone has to lead, and God has given the man, the husband, the role to lead in the home. Now, it doesn't mean that the wife cannot lead. In fact, as I've said it before, more often than not, the wife is a better leader than the man naturally. The man needs to be encouraged and challenged to take the lead more often than not. But for there to be order in the home and clear leadership, God has decided who He wants to lead. It doesn't mean that one is more valuable to God than the other. But for there to be order in the home, there are different roles. The husband's role, for example, is explained in Scripture. The husband's role is to lead the home, provide for his family, while treating his wife with love and patience. The man is the head of the relationship, but this headship is to be exercised in Christ-like love and kindness rather than selfish oppression, like we see in other religions and cults. The woman is his wife and loving companion, not his slave or his doormat. See, just because there are different roles doesn't mean that the wife is degraded. Not at all. The Bible says that men are to love their wives as their own bodies. What does that mean? Well, every man loves his own body. That's what God says. They look after their own body. They treat their own body well. And God says that is how he is to love his wife, as much as he loves himself. She is his own body, and how foolish it would be. That's what God says. That's what Bible Christianity promotes. So no, it's not true that the Bible degrades women. Now, regarding the woman's role, the wife's role is to submit to the husband and to serve in the home. It doesn't mean that she's less valuable. It just means she has a different role. What a wife does, a husband cannot do. What a husband does so often, a wife cannot do. There must be different roles for there to be order in the home and for the home to function. Now, as a wife, focus her attention on what God has called her to do. The husband responds usually by being a better and more loving husband. On the other hand, if the husband tries to force the wife to obey him, or the wife tries to force the husband to love her, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. The Bible teaches that husband and wife have different roles. And that is how God designed the home. Now, if you think some person that basically criticizes Bible Christianity for degrading women, let me encourage you to still declare the Word of God. You'd be surprised how many women would agree that they'd rather be at home with the children than experiencing the pressures of a corporate life and the breakdowns that come with the pressures that are placed upon women who are put in positions that are so overwhelmingly unbalanced. And the Bible tells us that God has a plan. Of course, it doesn't mean that a woman or a wife cannot work, but God has a plan for the home. And that's a plan that works. And the roles are different, but their value is not. A woman is not inferior to the man. She is different. She is very valuable. And she was made to be her husband's helper and designed to find the greatest joy in the role that God has made for her. So that's a contentious issue in the world today. And we may receive some criticism because of it. And I know I've focused on the husband and wife role, not particularly on a single woman, for example. But that's what is most attacked today. And that is not true. That is not true. The Bible says that the most fulfilling life a wife could live is in order, in line with the Word of God. And the husband likewise. So let me encourage you to be bold in the answers that you give. It is the world, it is the religions of the world, and it is the lies that are being told about Bible Christianity that are the reason for questions like this being asked. So let me encourage you to have an answer. To use the Word of God and to be patient with those who ask questions, because they're just hearing the lies that have been told. And sadly, of course, there are Christians who have done wrong in the area of the home, and others have seen the bad testimony as a result. And I trust that we can give them a good testimony. Amen. We can uplift the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and declare His love, and of course go on to tell them, you know, the greatest liberating truth for men and women is that we can know for sure how our sins can be forgiven and have a home in heaven. Would you like to know more and come to the gospel?